So let's get back to our conversation about the collapse of I-85. One note, in our earlier discussion with Sam Whitehead, a GBB reporter, I said that the material underneath the bridge was highly combustible. Natalie Dale of the Georgia Department of Transportation sent us a note saying flammable, not combustible. Now, this is interesting because I wasn't sure of the difference between flammable and combustible. So going to the National Fire Protection Association site, combustible substances have a flash point of 100 to 150 degrees. Flammable have a flash point temperature between 20 and 100 degrees. So even though we tend to think of combustible as more dangerous, according to the National Fire Protection Association, flammable substances actually are more dangerous and more likely to catch fire. Who knew? But let's get back to the economics of that fire and the bridge collapse with Tom Smith of Emory University. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. And how do you go about calculating the cost of this? What are all the kinds of things? I mean, obviously, if you're going to talk about the impact on the state, you're not talking about just construction costs. So what things are you including?
Well, I'm including things like every hour that you're delayed in traffic, you're losing productivity, you're losing potential wages, your employer is losing potential productivity, which means potential revenue, including things like logistical costs of delivering merchandise to and from vendors all over the city. Everybody from your hotels to your restaurants to people who need materials in order to produce other goods and services.
And in some cases, there will be business potentially lost that we don't even know about, right? People that may have come to visit the city or people that may have taken a job within Metro Atlanta and don't. It's a negative that's hard to prove.
Right. It's one of the issues with whenever you're trying to forecast these kind of things is that you try to estimate the counterfactual as best as you can, but as you pointed out, it's the counterfactual is something that hasn't occurred or doesn't occur because of some factual event. And as a result of this, people might say, well, I was going to try to come to town for, the Braves opening, let's say, or, we were going to drive through on our way down to Jacksonville. Well, okay, we're not going to do that now. And so who knows what kind of lost revenue we will have as a result of people deciding not to come through Atlanta because they don't want to face this traffic nightmare.
Okay, but of the things that you actually can forecast, what did you come up with in terms of cost?
Yeah, well, I'm I like to play my numbers a little closer to the vest, and I like to give you like lots of ranges of things, right? And so, the potential impact on the city of Atlanta is in the hundreds of millions of dollars a day. And I mean, it sounds like a lot. I mean, it's kind of a rounding
error. That is a lot.
It's a rounding error in terms of what our total gross domestic product is for the state of Georgia, right? For the city of Atlanta, but that might be spread out over thousands of businesses. But some businesses are going to feel an immediate impact right away. So if you're half a mile or a mile from where the event occurred, so you're on Piedmont, and all of a sudden you're getting a different flow of traffic, you may notice immediately that your revenue is just not up to where it needs to be in order for you to be successful.
So, but this also will affect people who have to ship their goods through Atlanta, correct? And which means the ripple effect could reach down to Savannah and the port. Is it possible that some companies may choose not to dock their products in Savannah because they don't want to have to worry about getting it through Atlanta?
Right. I mean, you've identified a really huge portion of Georgia's economy, the Port of Savannah, is one of the major shipping ports on the East Coast here, and it contributes significantly to Georgia's gross domestic product. And so if people are thinking about, okay, I normally have my products come in or go out of Savannah, and now I have to reroute my trucks, now you're talking about other types of logistical nightmares. And so, again, people might be deciding that they're not going to ship things in and out of there. They're going to move up the coast. They're going to move down the coast. They're going to delay purchases or delay sending materials out. And that then has, as you mentioned, significant ripple effects, not only through our state, but through other states.
And to what extent will expansion of business close down? And I say that just from personal experience. The guy that trains my dog says he's not taking any new clients south of the perimeter because he can't get there. He's going to be late all the time. And so he therefore is just not expanding out that way. Could it have an impact like that where it actually is longer lasting than the repair of the bridge?
It could. I don't think people are anticipating that as much as sort of the total negative impact of this first couple weeks. And so I tend to have a little bit more of a, let's say, a bullish look on, you know, how people adapt to these kind of events. And so people say, okay, I make my adjustments. I know instead of taking an hour to get to work, it's going to take me an hour and 30 minutes. But then as everybody else is making those adjustments, then I make additional adjustments and say, okay, it's going to take me 15 more minutes. And so I think that people start getting a sense for this is what my capacity is, and they will make those adjustments relatively quickly. But the truth is that since this is really an unknown, people's responses to unknown are very freaky. And so, yeah, you know, if your dog walker says, I'm not going to do it anymore, hey, that's certainly within the realm of what they are capable of understanding.
What is there a balancing effect? MARTA has reported big rises in the purchase of MARTA cards and in ridership. Could we see money shifting to another area of the economy?
Absolutely, right? Because people are smart about how they want to use their time. People's time is very valuable. And so when when it's going to cost you an extra hour or an extra hour and a half of driving, then you shift over to a different form of transportation. I think one of the fears, especially for businesses in that area, is that people will shift their consumption as well. And so if somebody is used to going to any number of the restaurants that are right in that little area, all of a sudden you say, let me try some eateries up in Alpharetta. Let's go out, let's go over to Krog Street. And you're like, whoa, it's all of a sudden, like, people don't necessarily come back to the restaurants that they've given up because they find something better. That's, I think, what's making a lot of people in that area who have businesses in that immediate area very nervous.
How soon, in the minute that we have left, how soon, Tom, do you think you'll start to get numbers back that'll give you maybe a more accurate picture of the economic impact?
I think after this week, the timing of this event was right before what Fulton County's spring break for the schools, right? So right now this is Fulton County's spring break week. And as a result, traffic is a little bit lighter than I would have expected anyway. And so I think next week, next Monday, the next couple of weeks, as people start sort of figuring out how to get to work, then we're going to get a much better picture.
That is Emory University professor Tom Smith. Tom, thank you so much.
No, thank you.